Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with current KNIA Indianola Marketing Director Ted Feldman about the services KNIA Radio provides and the interaction with the community. KNIA Radio, now been in Indianola for over 6 months as we're entering the summer months. Talk about some of the services that we provide and maybe what people don't know about us that they should.
Well, hopefully a lot of people here know more about us than they did 4 years ago. And we were doing small things here and there as the Warren County Fair we've been part of for a while, Simpson Sports. But now that we're here full-time with 94.3 FM, the local Indianola station, we're a full-service radio station. And what does that mean? You know, it's kind of an old-school term, and I feel we do it better than most. We hire full-time new staff, as you're well aware, right, to go around Indianola every single day and do stories that matter to local people, you know, things that other places may not care about, but we do. And we live here, we take parts in the community, and we're a full-service station to provide an outlet for that local information and local advertising here in the communities that we serve.
One of the questions I get asked the most as the news guy here is, what are those radios you guys have everywhere playing music? Talk about what services they provide.
I can't talk to how that started. I know we have the big red radio that actually looks like a boombox. You know, people get excited about when we bring that around. I think it was a genius move by our CEO, and maybe Jim Butler, the GM, too, got together and made that thing a long time ago. I don't know, 20 years ago or something like that. I couldn't speak to when. But it was, you know, to stand out a little bit, to say, hey, we are here and we are bigger than just a mom-and-pop radio station, you know, 20 years ago. We're here to make an impact. And so when people see that, we want them to know that we're there and we're broadcasting live and something exciting's happening. Something important locally is happening that someone wants to celebrate. So I think that's what the trucks are. And then we got some more transits that we call Little Big Red, just so we can get to more events. And I think that's the cool thing is we might need another one, right? So many people ask us to be at their events, so which is a nice thing for us, and we want to be at as many as possible. So that's what we have. Big Red Radio that looks like the big boom box, and then we have Little Reds that are the Ford transits that we drive around to get to other events.
We'll talk about something that I like to be a big part of is our local sports coverage, as I think one of the things that we do very well. I think our local sports coverage is a big draw for us.
I love sports. You know I love sports. So we are definitely more than sports, right? We're a news and content station going more into content. You know, what people want is content. So that's what we're after. But, yeah, it's a big sports time. Let's not forget about that, as no one will. But it's football's coming up, which is a big thing for us. And we've added some exciting things. You know, with baseball, softball, we expanded our coverage this year, I think, to a warm welcome. We're interviewing more and more kids and getting them on the radio, which I think people locally want to hear. Who doesn't want to hear their sons and daughters on the radio, right? So the more we can keep doing that in this football season, in August, start paying attention for that. You're going to start hearing wherever you're at, Indianola, Knoxville, Pella, wherever you're at, your kids being interviewed on the station for sports, and then listen to our coverage. Award-winning sports coverage. We got the Football Friday Night preview shows, Football Friday Night scoreboard show, right? And then we got the live games. So, yeah, it'll be the first time in Indianola that they've had it on 94.3. Mm-hmm. So that should be very exciting for a lot of people.
Well, what do you think people should know about the station that maybe they don't know in terms of the marketing side, what we provide?
I think as far as marketing goes, we're here to help your business. We want to connect with you and find out what your needs are and wants, maybe your pains or what kind of gains you want, and make that happen. You know, we have advertisers very large scale and some that are small scale, and we work with anybody wherever they are in that process, right? Either the ones who aren't sure about advertising yet or the ones that are all in advertising and know exactly where they want to go. We're very successful at branding companies and very successful at just getting your message out, whatever that is, right? So our job is to connect with local businesses, find out what they really want and what their needs are, and then help them make those things come true.
Well, from my perspective, the Indianola community has been very welcoming. What have you seen from working over here in Indianola for the past 6+ months or so?
I love it in Indianola. If I don't come over here, I mean, I'm here Monday through Friday, sometimes on the weekend, but if I have a day where I'm not over here, I have withdrawals. So I love Indianola. Everyone here is fantastic, from the chamber, everybody. So I don't have there isn't a bad thing to say about this place. I'm very excited that we're here, and I love being in the community.
Thanks to Ted Feldman for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.